3 minutes past 8 o'clock. Indeed, it is. Thank you to Julie. That's Julie Deed, a new addition to the Channel 2 news staff, the Radio Dublin news staff. And that was her first day's broadcasting with us. So if you have that on tape, that's something well worth hanging on to.
This is the Sound of Europe, Radio North Sea International on test transmissions. We would appreciate listener reception reports. So if you're hearing us, and you must be to be hearing me say this, please write to us at RNI, P.O. Box 113, 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. I'll repeat that again for you. It's RNI for Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 113, 8047, Zurich, Switzerland. We'd appreciate it if you wrote in, and please, keep on listening.
Live to Dublin on 260 metres, 1152 kilohertz, medium wave and 98.7 VHF in stereo. You're listening to Radio Dublin Channel 2. A thank you to Jimmy Martin for the past 2 hours. Jimmy back again tomorrow for 3, beginning at 6. Between now and 9 o'clock this evening, I'm Gerard Rowe, and we've got all the up-to-date news, views and information on the pirate broadcast front, some interesting background to the raids of last week, and we have some interesting little recordings for you as well, including a tape of KELO, which we might have time to stick out, and also one that was recorded on Mark Boland's F4C programme on Southside Radio that is rather interesting because of some people it features on it. So if you're anyway interested in radio at all, well, as I always say, please do stick with me. As usual, though, to get us underway, some music. This is a record from the guy that is doing extremely well in Ireland at the moment, if his 2 sellout concerts are anything to go by. It is, of course, Chris Rea.
My brother on a tree-lined avenue, I see the sweetest little creature coming into my view. Well, my brother steps in faster than light, and sweet talks this angel clean out of sight. Say, hey, you, that look in your eye. Hey, you, you with that look in your eye. When I say to myself, I wonder, oh, I wonder if she knows. What she's doing to me and my brother, from our heads down to our toes. Well, he's up there on the corner now. He's playing up there Romeo like only he know how. Say, hey, you, you with that look in your eye. Hey, you, hey, you, oh,
absolutely classical and magical stuff indeed. Chris Rea, who played two sellout gigs in Dublin last week or the week before, I can't really remember at this stage. Christmas is coming and time is sort of all over the place at the moment. That's his latest Irish single and it's called Hey You. Just before I start tonight, last week I ran through the pirate television tests that have taken place over the past few years to disprove the Evening Herald's front page claim that Nova was the first, and it was only after I signed off that I remembered I had forgot to include Capital Television, which underwent its first test transmission at 5 p.m. on Monday, July the 12th, 1982. Also the first day of official broadcasting from Capital FM Radio using the ex-Ireland radio transmitter based in the Alto Recording Studios in Milltown.
This is Radio Dublin Channel 2. The FRC programme is researched, produced and presented by Gerard Rowe. Any views or opinions expressed during its course are purely personal unless otherwise stated and do not necessarily reflect official station policy.
We are now well on the way to Christmas 83 and things on the radio front seem stable enough except for the raids over last week, which we hope isn't the start of a pre-Christmas rush against stations. But back in the second week of December 1982, things were just as quiet. In fact, it was really quite boring. On Friday, December the 10th, Channel 2 increased power to about 1 kilowatt on 240 metres, which was the beginning of our attempt to cure technical problems and run Channel 2 on a listenable medium wave outlet. The following day, on Saturday the 11th, Channel 1 carried out the last in a series of live outside broadcasts from the Dublin Bazaar in Thomas Street. These broadcasts ran from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with Keith Shanley, Pia Kinsella and Jerry Jones presenting their programmes live through a link transmitter on 97 megahertz relayed back at base on 253. And that was about it, except to report that 1 year ago to this day, Radio Snowflake commenced their first test transmissions on 199 medium wave and 99 FM stereo from a studio site in Sandymount as the latest addition to the Dave Reddy Festival radio programme. And just to follow up on that, Snowflake is back in action this year on the same frequencies, operating from the listening post in Sandymount, and programming started there at 9:30 a.m. last Monday, and the station will be on the air until January the 3rd or thereabouts. 11 past 8, Channel 2 commercial free stereo radio for Dublin. This is a nice one from Paul Young, taken from his No Parlay album, a single release for him called Come Back and Stay. On Radio Dublin's commercial free alternative, Paul Young currently high in the charts with his latest single release, Love of the Common People. That's the one he had out before that called Come Back and Stay. Last week on the programme we reported on the closure of Community Radio 257, which stopped broadcasting programmes on Friday, November the 25th last, with an ad appearing in the Sunday World 2 days later offering the station for sale. Towards the end of last week, developments took a sudden turn when the station was raided by the Department of Post and Telegraphs with the statutory police escort. Apparently the studio site at the Portmarnock Country Club, which was unoccupied at the time, was visited on Friday sometime, and the FM link transmitter on 106 MHz or thereabouts was removed, even though the station had closed. All the transmitters were still switched on, however, to mark their channels should the chance of a financial reprieve arrive. The main FM transmitter on 103 MHz was apparently located at a site somewhere near the Nova television transmitter on the Dublin Mountains, and was also confiscated apparently around the same time as the raid on the television installation. The medium wave transmitter, which was located in a house in Dollymount, is apparently safe. Apparently that location wasn't visited, and the transmitter is still intact and still in the possession of the owners. The reason for the action taken by the department was reported on RTE Television's Newstime bulletin as interference to automatic landing equipment at Dublin Airport, which is used to guide aircraft down in conditions of poor visibility, which is a fair enough complaint. I don't think you can shout too much about that. But the sad facts of the matter is that government departments cannot contact stations causing interference to essential services, and instead have to resort to time-delaying legal procedures to initiate a raid to close the stations permanently. What happens in those situations is that stations can be broadcasting for months without realising that they are causing interference. Most people don't have the facility facilities to monitor the public service bands, I'd reckon that if they don't cause television interference, they must be clear, realising that they could have harmonics or spurious emissions higher up on the aircraft bands or even way up into UHF. So the first most stations know that they are causing interference is when the police come knocking at the door, at which point it's too late. Now, the only safeguard is to have the transmitter installed and tuned up by someone qualified to do the job and to carry out regular routine maintenance work that transmitters need. It's not just a matter of plugging in a transmitter and letting it run forever, it does need to be maintained and checked every so often. Here at Radio Dublin, we regularly monitor the police, aircraft and ambulance communications channels to check for interference from any one of our four operational transmitters. So the lesson learned from 257's experience is to install and run all transmitters, AM and FM, observing the proper precautions. And if you have any doubts, switch off until you can get it checked. If you stay on, the least that can happen to you is that you might get raided, and at most you could endanger someone's life. So just flicking around the band tonight, maybe Royal Dublin Community Radio might take note there and tidy up their signal. It appears in several places up and down VHF at the moment. Now, they have had problems before with engineers failing to install equipment properly in the past when they were operating as Ballymun Community Radio, and they don't seem to have managed to sort out the problems yet. Their fundamental frequency is 105.5 MHz, which is fairly high up in the band, which means that some of the harmonics will probably be operating out of the VHF broadcast band, which ends at 108 MHz. And could possibly be interfering with communications channels, maybe going up as far as airband, which is a risk that I wouldn't be prepared to take.
That's called Last Train to London. The other side is called Confusion. Both A side, so I think I prefer that one. At the beep, it'll be 10:30. Beep. My goodness, we're feeling mad this morning. Nicholas, if you're listening, that particular record there for you. Okay, they've just plonked something in front of me and said to me, say this with a funky voice. Well, I suppose I'd better. On the 9th of December, that's this Sunday, good news for all you dancing people. This nightclub is for you. Dance from 10 till 2, bar extension, turkey and ham, supper included. A neat dress is essential. That's this nightclub in the Holyrood Hotel this Sunday, the 9th of December. That's nice, actually. Don't be square. Be there and see your favourite SSR DJs now. Did that suffice? Probably didn't. I've got a terrible hoarse voice this morning. I think I'm suffering the after effects now of the flu. Anyway, as promised, we've got a recording now. It's Paul O'Connor, in other words, Robbie Irwin, last programme on ARD. Oh, around about May it would have been, yeah.
Yes, Tim Lizzie there, and waiting for an alibi. What's the alibi for the champagne is that we're finishing now in 20 minutes' time? Stephen Rhodes.
Jerry, do anything. Paul, just one thing I'd like to say and embarrass you before I go. Before I start. I realise, ladies and gentlemen, as you may or may not know, this is Mr. Paul O'Connor's last programme with us here on the station today. And I would just like to say, before I start...
Shut up.
Well, I realise that due to such people as yourself and some other unmentionable people standing behind you and things like that,
and also
and the gentleman standing on the telephone line,
well, can we say
that if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be on ARD doing a Top 40 show. And for all of that, I'd like to thank you. The rest of the public can attack you later.
And we've got Declan with us on the phone, so hello to Declan.
And good morning, Paul.
Oh, God. Must have been one of those nights as well for him.
It certainly was. And, well, yeah?
Yes, there you are. You're okay now.
Right. I think that you got me up so early in the morning here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it must be a special occasion for me to get up this early on a Sunday morning.
Well, it is.
And we've been together, for about 15 years.
Playing records on the radio.
Growing up together. And we've come all this way.
Yes.
And it's...
All right, just forget about it now, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Stephen has brought in some champagne, and David Kelly is with us here, and Stephen is here, and you're there, so we'll have a little toast as well here, and we'll pretend you're drinking with one as well.
God, I've only got to pretend.
Yes, well, we can't send it out to you. Well, thank you for ringing.
Okay, and best of luck in the future.
Okay, and we'll drink to you and everybody else. I'm getting drowned with champagne here and feedback. Anyway, thanks, Declan.
Right, Paul, best wishes.
And we'll see you later on at 3:30.
It's interesting to note that not one of those people who are there are still on ARD. Declan Matthews there on the phone, in other words, Declan Meehan, who's now doing night moves on RTE Radio 2 between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. And, of course, in the background there, Stephen Rose, or if you're in the foreground, he doesn't say. And Stephen, of course, now doing 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock or thereabouts on Big D Radio on 273 metres in the city. And, of course, Stephen doing a lot of ads now for both RTE Television and RTE Radio. OK, it's 34 minutes now past 10 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed that little extract there, by the way. And once again, let me remind you of our mailing address here at Southside. It's Southside Radio Bray, County Wicklow in Ireland. Southside Radio Bray, County Wicklow in Ireland, if you'd like to send us our reception report. If you're listening to us on the medium wave and shortwave, and you must be to be hearing me say this right now, why not tune over to FM, channel 44, 100 megacycles, and Southside Radio 2 is there at the moment doing test transmissions. And if you manage to pick us up there, why not give us a phone call on 86-3305, that's Bray 3305, and give us our reception report. And that's the programme you're currently listening to.
And indeed you are, except that it's on Radio Dublin Channel 2. The FRC programme sort of changed location over the past couple of years. That's an interesting recording, recorded back in the days when Southside Radio used to be operating from a caravan somewhere around the foothills of the mountains around Bray. The exact location was never quite given on the air, although someone managed to find out one day and stole the whole caravan, took the whole station away. Anyway, that was recorded on December the 9th, 1979, Mark Boland, during the height of his fame as presenter of the FRC programme on Southside. And of course, the people mentioned on that tape have changed location yet again. Stephen Rose is now with BRMB Radio in Birmingham. Declan Meehan, of course, is with Nova. And David Kelly is currently working for Capital, I think, up in Alto.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
Past 8 o'clock on Channel 2, David Bowie, taken from his, what was it, Let's Dance album, yes, and that's a track called Modern Love. On the same day as the 257 raid, Nova was also hit with the warrant for the confiscation of all televisual broadcasting equipment. Early on Friday afternoon, raid parties visited the studio site in Herbert Street and removed a link transmitter and aerial system, while the main transmitter was simultaneously seized from its location on the Three Rock Mountain. Now, this action was carried out despite the fact that the TV station hadn't been on the air since the previous Tuesday night, and Chris Carey had announced on the Wednesday that he had pulled the plug on the project. Still, the department apparently reckoned that while the equipment was in his possession, it represented a possible threat to RTE's monopoly, and so an application for a raid warrant was posted by the Minister for Broadcasting, Mr. Ted Neilan, despite Carey's statement. From what we can gather of the laws governing television broadcasting, the equipment will not be handed back when the court case is heard, as is the standard procedure at the moment with radio. So Nova seems to have made its first and last attempt to enter the television age. And personally, I don't have much sympathy for them, since I think the staff in Nova are making a living wage out of pirate radio, and there was no need to blow the television scene wide open like they did. The only legislation that deals effectively with outlawing pirate television is the 1979 Broadcasting and Wireless Telegraphy Bill, drawn up by Pádraig Faulkner during his reign as Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, which has already had one of the two Dáil readings necessary for it to become law. Now, if Nova had have persisted, someone in Leinster the House would have probably realised this sooner or later and pressed for a second reading. This is also the bill, incidentally, that proposes a £10,000 fine and 2-year jail sentence for pirate radio operations. So the Nova Television Project proposed a very serious threat to the future of independent local broadcasting in Ireland. I think that we're operating under a very privileged situation at the moment, where the government has allowed the radio stations to stay on the air until the introduction of legislation to allow for ILR. We have a free hand to stay on the air exactly as we have been for the past few years to prove ourselves, and as far as I can see, Nova has abused this privilege. There was an interesting little letter published in the Evening Herald's letter page on the subject last Monday, addressed to the editor, which read as follows. I refer to your front page story on Tuesday the 6th of December, entitled RTE declares ads war on Nova, and strongly resent the inference made by James Morrissey that I was referred to by the chairman of the RTE authority, Mr. Fred O'Donovan, as one of those who came into this country to set up illegal stations simply because they would not be able to broadcast illegally from the country they come from. As an Irish citizen, I feel I have a right to be here and to contribute to the development of local broadcasting. It should also be made quite clear that Sunshine Radio and myself have absolutely nothing in common with Chris Kerry, and that I consider Kerry's introduction of Nova Television as irresponsible and damaging to the progress being made for the introduction of independent local radio. And that letter was signed by Robbie Robertson, Managing Director of Sunshine Radio Productions Limited. It's 8:30 exactly on Radio Dublin Channel 2, 11:52 a.m. and 98.7 FM stereo. This is a rather little interesting recording. I'll give you the details on it later, but for now just accept that it's an amateur radio operator talking to the space shuttle when it flew over Ireland late last week.
This is Echo India Zero, Radio Tango Sierra. Echo India Zero, Radio Tango Sierra. Echo India Zero, Radio Tango Sierra.
Echo India Zero, please say again your call sign, over.
Echo India Zero, Radio Tango Sierra. Echo India Zero, Radio Tango Sierra. This is the headquarters station of the Irish Radio Transmitters Society. Go ahead.
Yes, Irish station, this is W5, Lima Foxtrot, Lima in the spacecraft Columbia. I just came on the air and heard you calling me. Just came on the air at this moment in W5, Lima Foxtrot, Lima in the spacecraft Columbia. I heard your call right off, and I'll have it on my tape recorder and get it reported properly when I get back on the ground. So this is W5, Lima Foxtrot, Lima, spacecraft Columbia, calling CQ, CQ Ireland, Great Britain and Europe. Calling CQ Ireland to Great Britain and Europe. This is W5, LFL, and spacecraft Columbia. Standing by for your calls for the next minute and 10 seconds, over.
That was a historic recording recorded on Monday, December the 5th at 12:04. What you heard there was a station from the Irish Radio Transmitter Society, one of two amateur radio organisations in the country, based in the RTE Museum of Broadcasting in Rathmines, and they put out a call on Monday just as the space shuttle was flying over. And as you heard there, one of the astronauts called back. He is in fact a licensed amateur radio operator in America, and he brought his set up with him to talk back to people on the ground as he was flying over their respective countries. And in fact, as far as we know, the Irish group were the only people to talk to him in all of Western Europe.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such phone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Going back longer than I can remember, that's Elvis Presley, and a record we play for everybody down in the Sheriff Street sorting office who are on a go slow or something and holding up some important bits and pieces of mail that I'm expecting. That's called Return to Sender. Following last week's brief report on possible competition for Radio Caroline, Tony Clark of Radio Ireland Shortwave has been doing some research, and the report has been traced to a very reliable source in Liverpool and apparently originates from a broadcast from Radio Netherlands, the Dutch World Service on Shortwave, made on December the 1st last. On their daily DX programme, they reported that the new pirate radio ship is to be the MV Communicator, and apparently it's flying the Panamanian flag of convenience. Now, the bit of information that's relevant there is that Panama will literally register anything dodgy at all. So if you have a slightly dodgy ship, whether you're going to smuggle drugs on it or operate pirate radio stations on it, Panama will register it, no questions asked. It's like something like the Swiss bank account. Anyway, the ship was formerly registered as the Seeker and apparently is an ex-US research vessel, and at the moment is reported to be being fitted out in Spain with food and fuel provisions. The transmission and studio equipment apparently having already been installed. Now, although the backers of this venture remain unidentified, they are known to have offices in New York, and the ship is due to set sail soon for an anchorage in the Thames estuary in time to commence broadcasting for Christmas. A recheck on the aerial system confirms that they indeed intend supporting a long wire from helium balloons, which I would be very skeptical of, since they intend working around 500 to 700 kilohertz, which has a very, very long wavelength, placing them down around Sunshine's end of the band, and I'm not sure how effective this system of radiating your power will be. So I don't know whether it's going to happen at all. As I say, it's a very reliable report, but you know, reports and rumours have got quoted from the most unlikely places before, so it's back to the old pirate radio game of just waiting and seeing once again. In the meantime, if you want to hear one of the best DX programs around, tune in to Netherlands on 9895 kHz every day from 1450 to 1515 hours GMT.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Aaron. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn. And blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Want to hear more? Then write immediately, enclosing two IRCs, to Paul Davidson, Anorax Ireland, 310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9, Ireland.
23 minutes to 9 on Channel 2, and the British shortwave station Radio East Coast Commercial wish to notify all shortwave monitors of some frequency changes for the new schedule they're now running. You can catch them every first and third Saturday of the month on 6226 kHz, which is a change from the usual frequency of 7317. And they're also on the second and fourth Saturday on, 11548 kHz, when they changed to the 25 metre band for those broadcasts. So we run through that again. It's East Coast Commercial, first and third Saturday of the month on 6226 kHz, a change from 7317, and on the second and fourth Saturday they change to the worldwide 25 metre band, and they operate on 11584 kHz. So there are some changes you may like to note if you're a QSL collector. And incidentally, ECR is Britain's longest running shortwave station and also the first to introduce Saturday broadcasting, so if you can't get up early on a Sunday morning, have a go at Saturdays instead. Channel 2 on 987 stereo.
I believe in woman, my oh my. I believe in loving, my oh my. Don't a woman need a man? Try and catch one if you can. I believe in woman, my oh my. We all need someone to talk to, my oh my. We are
even want to talk to my own mind. We all need a lot of loving, my own mind. Get a whole lot of loving, my own mind. I could lend a helping hand if you ain't got nothing planned. We all need some loving, my own mind.
You have to be very careful of sort of dive over to the studio and you hear nothing going and then it starts up again. I tell you, it'll give a disc jockey a heart attack someday. 19 minutes to 9 o'clock, Channel 2 commercial free stereo radio on 98.7 at 260 meters. Third row of the FRC program through until 9 o'clock this evening. I suppose we should tell you about the Radio Dublin Christmas party, which is going ahead full swing and full steam ahead next Monday night in the Olympic Ballroom in Pleasant Street. And if you're doing nothing on that night, there's nothing decent on the telly. Pop along, it should be a great night altogether. What we're going to do now is to go into an old recording that incidentally is Slade and their current hit, which is called My Oh My My. This is a recording of KLO radio recorded on 244 metres medium wave, back in the good old days. I'll have an exact date on it for you after the recording. I don't know who the disc jockey is, incidentally, so if you do recognise the voice, perhaps you give me a call, 758684.
From 1964, and where did our love go, especially for Henry Henderson in Southport, who was just on the phone and, won himself a second one, mind you, not just one KLO t-shirt, but a second one. Thanks, Henry, for ringing. It's always nice to get a call from overseas. And if you are overseas, our number is 01401230. However, if you're in Dublin, it's just 401230.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes.
Nobody gets much closer from before the clock alarm by the seduction.
Week's number 10 in our kilo countdown, that's Squeeze from East Side Story and Tempted. Now, I believe we have a young lady on the phone. Hello to you.
Hello.
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 You can hear me, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie who?
Jackie Sin.
Jackie Sin. And where are you ringing from, Jack?
Coolock.
Coolock. I think you rang a little bit earlier and you said...
No, that was my sister.
Oh, your sister. Oh, I see. Okay, Jackie, enjoying the bank holiday weekend?
Yeah, well, at the moment I'm alright.
Sorry?
At the moment I'm alright.
You're ironing. getting ready for tonight, are you?
Yeah.
Where are you off to tonight?
Probably Sardis.
Probably Sardis. Off to the friend or the boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend? Are we going to say a big hello to him?
I don't think he'll be listening at the moment.
Oh, what's his name anyway?
Jimmy.
Who?
Jimmy.
Okay, so if Jimmy's listening in, Jackie sent you one of those.
Recorded on 244 metres medium wave on Monday, October the 1st, 1981. That was KLO Radio, and as I said, haven't a clue who the disc jockey was. I was even trying to figure out whether that was before or after their transmitter was stolen, but I'm not sure. Just don't know, to be honest with you. I've tried to figure it out with a friend here, and we just can't work it out at all. So if anybody can throw any light on that, who was the disc jockey, and was it before or after the transmitter went missing, I'd like a call, or maybe you drop me a line, and we'll just see, because a bit of a blank spot in the memory on that one. Anyway, a couple of people to say hello to. We say hello to all the 137th Dublin Venturer Group, somewhere up around Sandyford, who apparently are sitting down in their new scout den having a listen tonight. Nice to have you along, lads. And we're also to say hello to Tony Callahan, who listens regularly, in fact, every week, just down the road from us on Tyrconnell Road in Inchicore. Tony, thank you very much for the Christmas card, and we'll try and squeeze in the Electric Light Orchestra. I promise I'll do my best between now and nine, although at the moment doesn't look like it, but I'll see what I can do. And also Dominic Byrne in our town. Dominic, you sent me in a card as well. Nice to hear from you again. Nice to have a card as well. It's Channel 2 in stereo on 987, and this is one from the Pointer Sisters from their greatest hits album called Someday We'll Be Together. If you'd like to call us with any free radio information, you've got 13 minutes left, 7458684, and ask for Channel 2 when you get through. It's as simple as that. Yeah.
breakdown scene. But think about it now. Oh, it was cruel and it was mean. Oh, but when I think of how it could have been, hey, yeah. Someday we'll be together.
Partial to a bit of the Pointer Sisters. Won't tell you which bit. I'll get myself thrown off the radio. From the Greatest Hits album, that's called Someday We'll Be Together. Too true, maybe in Mount Joy sometime. 8 minutes to 9 o'clock on Channel 2. The F4C programme through until 9. Back on the radio scene on medium wave around Dublin, Capital Radio on 1017 kHz have been working on the AM service again and seem to have managed to improve the audio quality somewhat. The medium wave has been off more times than it's on lately, but it's sounding quite good now with louder levels and increased treble response. It seems to be back to the quality it was when it first appeared on the air on Saturday, August the 27th. Meanwhile, right beside them on 1035 kHz, Annabelle have problems, apparently interference has been the cause of them off the air for a while, and they've been running a carrier for the past two nights, although I hear they're back in action today. I tried to ring the studio last Monday night, but I couldn't get an answer. Just as I went out to the phone, they were on the air, and when I got there, they'd gone off, so I don't know what happened at all. I have been told that Peter Madison is not there anymore. He's left Annabelle and is now operating down around Cork somewhere. And tuning into Annabelle last Sunday afternoon, having a quick listen around the band, I happened to hear this.
Now before 4 o'clock, Tracy Ullman sounding kind of funny this afternoon, and a track from her latest LP called You Broke My Heart in 17 Places, and Move Over Darlene. And just before the break, Four Young and the Fabulous Wealthy Tarts, and another great cut from that No Parley LP, and the song Love of the Common People. Annabelle on Sunday afternoon. I'm Paul Elliott here till 5 o'clock, and Bobby Howard comes along at that hour, and getting us into the second hour of this afternoon's programme, this is Lionel Richie. Very popular at the moment indeed. I can't slow down. All night long, all night.
That's the guy that I heard on Sunday afternoon on Annabelle, calling himself Paul Elliott. As far as I can make out, sounds very, very like Mark Byrne on Radio 257. So if you wondered where Mark was going to reappear after the close of 257, tune to Annabelle on Sunday afternoons and you'll find out. Still on medium wave, reports of a carrier on 224 metres or thereabouts heard around midnight over the past few weeks. Fairly strong, apparently, on the south side. Could be someone with television problems testing. Anyone with details, I'd appreciate a call on that. Further to our report last week, that 240 metres was being tested by Blanchardstown Community Radio. It's not. It's apparently ABC operating from somewhere around Phibsborough. Finally, Snowflake had some audio problems on their first 2 days of transmission, which has been worked on last night, and they're back to normal modulation today. They had some interference problems with Diamond Radio during test transmissions, which have also been sorted out. It's always nice to see some cooperation on the bands. 199 metres is a popular channel around Christmas, if only for the fact that a quarter wavelength of 199 works out of the average length of your back garden. So, all sorts of transmitters are taken out of storage and bedrooms are turned into radio stations for the Christmas period. They seem to conglomerate around 199 metres. So if anybody has plans for that end of the band over the festive season, be sure to give Snowflake and Diamond some breathing space. Incidentally, listening into Snowflake just before I came in this afternoon, I heard Aidan Stewart on it, who is also on Capital Radio. Snowflake on 199 metres, worth having a listen to.
I'm trying to tell her of the feelings I have for her. Every little thing she does is magic. Every special thing just turned me on.
From the album Ghost in the Machine. That's called Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. There's a lot of lobbying of Doyle TDs at the moment. The Committee on Legislation was addressed last night by various people. They're currently putting the rules and regulations of local radio together. RTE wants to increase their present proposed allocation of 15% shares. The local newspapers want a massive 49% controlling interest, while the Irish Musicians Association are picketing Leinster House at the moment for a 40% Irish playlist. And RTE Radio 2 currently provides 25% homemade records on their schedules at the moment. I just hope that Mr. Nealon has more sense than to consider these demands, as it's fairly obvious that these type of suggestions are a definite recipe for disaster. And if radio looks like leading in that direction, that type of bureaucracy, I can see that power stations will be with us for quite a while yet. It's 9:03, just about time that I headed off. Before I go, I can just tell you that plans for New Year's Day are well underway. Adrian St. James will be providing a two-hour history of Radio Caroline, and Hugh Hardy and Kieran Murray, the first ever F4C presenter in Ireland, has put together a two-hour tape of the history of the Radio Carousel Network, which is well worth listening to. More details as we get closer. In fact, we'll have full details on that next week. In the meantime, stay tuned to Channel 2. I'll see you again on Saturday at 5, and I'll be back at Wednesday with the F4C programme. Until then, goodbye, good luck, good listening. Stand by for Paul after the news at 9. We'll be right back.